Today's signing represents about a $15 billion commitment to climate resiliency. It's an unprecedented investment by any state in U.S. history.
Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement flanked under the giant sequoia trees at Sequoia National Park, which is threatened by wildfire. That's why he's investing $1.5 billion of his three-year climate package towards wildfire management and forest resiliency. Newsom says six of the seven largest wildfires in state history occurred in the last year, since 2020. 2.3 million acres have burned in the state this year so far, and peak wildfire season hasn't even begun.
The track we're on, our kids are going to inherit a world with 8 degree higher temperatures than they have today. We're on that path, unless we do something radically different. And so we feel a deep sense of responsibility here in the state of California because of the smash mouth realities of climate change, not just the issues of the acuity and frequency and duration of these wildfires, but also this mega drought that's led California to be in a position where we are today with the depletion of our reservoirs that are almost at historic lows.
More than half of the $1.5 billion will go towards forest resilience, like fuel reductions, including the thinning of forests, and fire reintroduction, as well as the conservation of threatened forests. Funding will also go towards more controversial projects like management and logging at state demonstration forests and expanding the wood products market, like an increase in biomass. $5.2 billion will go towards water and drought resilience projects. More than half will fund drinking water, wastewater, water supply, recycling, and groundwater cleanup. It also includes water storage above and below ground. $3.9 billion will be invested in the electric vehicle industry, including infrastructure.
Number one export in California, electric vehicles. We have 34 manufacturing electric vehicle companies in California, 60 headquarter companies, 34 that are just doing manufacturing. It's the number one export in the state of California. We want to dominate that future. You want to be big, you got to be big in big things. Electric vehicles is not just the next big thing. We already have 45% of America's electric vehicles in the state, but it will be dominantly one of the principal drivers of economic growth and equity in the state of California as we detoxify our air, clean up our water at the same time.
$3.7 billion will go towards climate resilience to address extreme heat, sea level rise, and inequity. $800 million of that will go towards community resilience. $14 million of that will go towards a California Climate Action Corps, which supports local climate action projects in disadvantaged communities. $1.1 billion will go towards sustainable agriculture. Environmental groups are hailing the investments, like Food and Water Watch. The group also says the governor's move is missing the point. Alexandra Negi is California director of Food and Water Watch.
It really fails to address the root cause of why California is facing unprecedented wildfires and droughts. And that is the expansion and extraction and consumption of fossil fuels. Governor Newsom needs to stop new oil drilling in California. Just in his administration alone, we've seen over 9,000 permits for oil and gas drilling go to the fossil fuel industry. Over 1,000 of those have been this year.
Helping jurisdictions adapt to climate change while fueling it, Negi says, is already having dire consequences for the state.
That has been horrible for contaminating our precious water resources in California. It's been sickening communities where drilling takes place, predominantly Black and Brown Latinx communities. And it's, you know, contributing to these scorching wildfires that are just devastating our ecosystems and possibly changing them for the worse.
California remains one of the largest oil producers in the country, and there's no signs of the Newsom administration changing that. But cities and counties in the state are taking decisive action targeting the oil and gas industry. Last week, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors passed a measure to begin the process to phase out oil and gas drilling in its unincorporated areas, which have an estimated 1,600 active and idle oil wells. More than half are in the Inglewood oil field, the largest urban oil field in the nation. Los Angeles City is looking to follow suit. Culver City also voted to phase out oil and gas drilling last year. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.